Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I cannot believe this is the last day of the year, and so I'm so honored you join me on the podcast today as we think about this idea of what's the deal. This last Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, we looked at a very interesting passage in Matthew 17. Jesus was with his disciples, and the disciples hit a roadblock. Up until this point, they've seen a lot of success. Jesus commissioned them. He gave them authority. He gave them power, and they had done many miracles, many amazing, amazing things. In fact, at the beginning of Matthew 17, there's an amazing encounter where Jesus is transfigured, and some of them saw this, and they come down off of this mountaintop experience, and they hit a roadblock. In Matthew chapter 17 and verse 14, there's a man that comes up to Jesus and says, "Jesus, would you have mercy on my son?" And then he goes on and he describes the medical issue that his son has that is so, so dangerous. And this man says something interesting. He says in verse 16, I brought my son to your disciples, but they couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't heal him. And Jesus answered and says, "You faithless and twisted generation, how long will I be with you?" And he says, "Bring the child to me." Well, today on the podcast, I want to give a brief recap of what we talked about Sunday. But as we get ready for 2020, maybe you've had those moments. Maybe you're like the disciples where something used to go well and then you hit a roadblock. Things used to go great and then you hit some moment where things did not turn out the way that you thought. And you're wondering, what's the deal? Well, in this passage, Jesus tells us what the problem is. Jesus says, here's the problem. He says, you are faithless and you're twisted. He says, you are faithless and you're twisted. Faithless means you're not connected enough to God. It means somewhere along the way, you started to drift. You started to allow somebody or something to become the priority of your life. And so because of that, you have distanced yourself from your Heavenly Father. You are faithless. And then the second piece of the problem is you're twisted. In other words, you're too connected to the world. You're allowing the world to shape you. You're allowing the world to speak into your life. And so Jesus himself says, man, this is the problem. And as we start leaning into 2020, I think this is a great time for us to look into our own lives and to ask the question, do I see this problem in my life? Is there a place where I'm not connected enough to God? Is there a place where I've begun to drift? And are there areas that I've gotten too worldly? Are there some areas where I've gotten too close to God? How is my relationship? And so that's the first part of this idea of what's the deal is, number one, to examine the problem. Faithless and twisted, not connected enough to God and too connected to the world. Then the question is, well, what's the solution? What do I do about it? So Jesus' disciples move Jesus to the side in private, and they ask Jesus the question, why could we not do this? And Jesus goes into a great teaching about the size of our faith, and he talks about the mustard seed. And then at the very tail end of this, in verse 21, this is also found in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 9, Jesus says, but this kind never comes out except by prayer and fasting. So think about this for a second. The problem is we're faithless and perverse. We're too far from God and we're too close to the world. So what's the solution? Jesus gives us the solution. He says the solution is prayer and fasting. Why is this the solution? Because prayer connects us to God. That when we pray, we get closer to God and our relationship deepens. And the more we do that, our faith begins to grow. So the problem is we're faithless. Jesus says, well, here's the answer. Pray. And then the second part of the problem was perverse, too much like the world. And he says, here's the solution, fasting. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I think fasting is one of the least understood or least applied spiritual disciplines that you see in Scripture. I mean, I could rattle off verse after verse of Matthew chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 9 and Luke chapter 18. There's so many passages that talk about the fact that fasting was a normal thing to do. Fasting is when you choose to disconnect from something that's been controlling you. A lot of times people will fast from food. Sometimes people will fast from social media. Others might fast from caffeine. That would be dangerous if I did that. But here's what Jesus says. He says, the problem is You're too far from God and you're too close to the world. The answer is to reconnect with God through prayer and distance yourself from the world through fasting. And so I want to encourage you, starting next Sunday, starting on the 5th of January, we as a church are going to launch into 21 days of prayer and fasting, that together we're going to seek God first. We're going to trust in His power to create lasting impact in our lives, our church's life, and in the world. And so, man, I want to encourage you, if you're bumping up against a what's the deal kind of moment, join us this Sunday morning as Pastor Chuck launches us into this idea of the best year as we focus on prayer and fasting. And hey, if today's podcast was helpful, I would encourage you to swing by the sugarhill.church website, click on resources, and replay last Sunday's message as we go into more depth about how we can reconnect with our Heavenly Father. Have a great day, and we'll see you in 2020 in just a few hours.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.